This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
Hope that you are feeling strong, staying on track with your goals and resolutions. And if not, well, that's what this podcast is here for, to help you with accountability, because you didn't set out to do the hard thing because you knew it was going to be hard. You set out because you knew it was going to be worth it. So there's going to be some pain along the way. There's going to be some nights where you're staying up later to work on those dreams. You're getting up earlier. You're saying no to the vending machine at 2:30 when you really want something chocolatey and salty. But I digress. So one of the things that I had always wanted to do was go through the Bible in a year, bought a chronological Bible, and I made it through the hardest part that's typically hung me up, and that's Leviticus and Deuteronomy. But then I just lost steam halfway through because I realized I didn't have the accountability. I was just trying to fly solo, and I need a wingman. And so that's what's good about a podcast. I've had a podcast where we can go through it together. Right now, we are in Genesis, where Lot and his family, the angels are telling them, you guys got to get out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Bad thing's about to happen. I was struck at Lot's tendency to make excuses. When the angels tell him something, he hesitates. And then not too long after that, he just flat out says, no, like, I can't do this thing. It's always easier to see excuses in someone else's life than in your own. I don't know if you struggle with making excuses. I certainly have. I've dragged my feet, crying and kicking and screaming. And then when I finally get over myself, I realize that the thing that God wanted me to do, it was so good for me. It's taken me to another level. Lord, whatever it is that you are asking us to do, help us to be people who say, yes, you are worth it. Yes to the hard thing, the better thing. Yes to appreciating. We don't do it in our own strength. We do it in yours, because in our weakness, you are made strong. Yes to people who want to get out of our comfort zones, because we want to live a full life. We want to embrace all that you have for us. Maybe in doing that, Father, someone else is going to notice and they're going to want to follow you too. They're going to want to join in the adventure that you have hand-picked, hand-created for them. God, your word is a gift, that spending time in it helps us better spend the time that we have. Let us be people who don't hesitate when you ask us to do something, but people who say yes, because we know, God, that a no means that we miss out on reaching other people, telling them about you. And it means that we miss out on the purpose that you created us for, that when we were even in the womb, you knew that this day would come and that we would be faced with the challenges of saying yes or no, hesitating or going full speed ahead. Grow our love for you so much that no is not even an option. God, you are great, and you call us to do great things because of your great love and your great strength, your great patience and your grace. Father, we love you, and we're eager to see how you're going to move through our prayers and through our immediate obedience. In the name of Jesus, amen. Love the start of the new year, because it feels like anything is possible. Like all the things that you tried last year and the year before and the year before that, this year, 2023, could be the year that they come together. The thing is, you got to do something different in order to make that happen. And so we're going to add in the prayer component, but I don't want you to be discouraged if prayer is something you've tried before and you get easily distracted. I have too. I came across this great quote from Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He's a German theologian. And he said, follow your mind wherever it goes. Whatever is distracting you, just follow it. Follow it until it stops. And then wherever it stops, make that person or problem a matter for prayer. So your mind is wandering to a coworker that you've got some tension with. Okay, you can add that to your prayer list. Or your bills, too much month, not enough money. Okay, well, you can put down financial wisdom and how to get your money to go further. God can help you with all of these things and so much more. And so God, we come together here, first few weeks of January, and we commit them to you. We don't want to do this year without you, God, because we have tried before to navigate change. We cannot do it in our own strength. We cannot do the things that you want us to do, that you've created us to do, apart from you. And that's the beauty, because in doing hard things, It makes us see you at work in our lives in different ways, in unexpected ways. Makes us depend on you all the more and trust you for breakthroughs in these areas, Father, that we can easily get discouraged by because we have been before and maybe still are. But God, you never change, and yet so beautifully you can change our situation. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that doesn't mean that our situation has to always be the same. So we lift up our burdens to you, like your word says, that we can cast all of our cares on you because you care for us. And we ask that you give us wisdom. Lord, and focus as we're trying to pray. The enemy wants to limit our prayers because he wants us to not spend time with you because he knows that we need it, that it changes us. So would you guide our plans, Father? Protect our thoughts, protect our time, that this habit could become a lifestyle, just something that is our go-to. And we cannot get enough of it, Father, because we've recognized that we need it to make it through the day in such a way that honors you. God, we love you. And we thank you even for the distractions that point us back to our need for you and that you bring us back to what really matters. God, we love you. Help us to live like it. Help us to budget our time in such a way that it shows that we love you, that we're praying, and that we are looking for ways to grow spiritually, spending time in your word and just telling other people about it too. Because Father, the hope that we have in you, there's so many others that need it. And so maybe they'll get distracted by something and they come across our path and we can have a good conversation about it, God, because you just work things out so beautifully, so perfectly. We thank you, Father. We love you so much. And we're eager to see how you're going to move in 2023 in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.